rock. Just want to say this station kicks ass.
I want my KGRG!
KGRG-FM, KGRG-FM HD1 Auburn. Also broadcasting on K207AP Sumner Lake Taps on 89.3 FM and on the KGRG mobile app pretty much everywhere else.
I'm saying G-double-E-K. G-double-E-K. Culturate. G-double-E-K. Culturate.
We're going to get our pocket protectors ready for some geek history.
It is 10 o'clock, so it is time for us to do, like we do at this time every week, it is time to find out what happened today in geek history.
Oh, I'm so excited!
You're listening to Mike and Mickey After Dark, broadcasting live on 89.9 KGRG FM as part of the 2016 Fall Pledge Drive. And boy, howdy, do we have a whole bunch of stuff to go over today.
Yes.
Quite a bit, actually. I was really surprised how much actually happened today in geek history. So
special day, I guess.
I guess.
November 7th, man.
Yeah, who would have guessed? Certainly not I. So, let's find out what happened today in geek history, shall we?
Yeah, it's my favorite time of the week.
Thank you. I appreciate your enthusiasm. All right, so we start in 1492.
Holy cow. Wow.
1492, where on...
Columbus sailed the ocean blue?
Isn't that when you were born, Hunter?
Oh, yes, it was.
Wow. I think
Columbus Day was like last month.
Oh.
But the Einheim meteorite, the oldest meteorite with a known date of impact, struck ground one afternoon in a wheat field outside the village of Einheim in France.
Wow.
Wow, that's so cool.
We continue, where in 1786, on November 7th, the oldest musical organization in the United States was founded as the Stoughton Musical Society.
Huh.
We continue, in 1874, where on November 7th, the first cartoon depicting the elephant as the Republican Party symbol by Thomas Nast. He is also known as being the first to draw our modern version of Santa Claus.
Oh.
Interesting.
Right?
So Coca-Cola didn't create Santa Claus.
Well, no, I think they kind of did.
Yeah.
Well, because, yeah, so I don't know what the year was for Coca-Cola Santa Claus, but same dude.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Let's see. 2 years later, in 1876, on November 7th, the patent for the first U.S. cigarette manufacturing machine was issued to Albert Hook of New York City. Cigarette
Already?
Manufacturing machine.
Huh. Learn something new every day.
Guess so. That's what we do here on Today in Geek History. Because if you don't know your history, you're doomed to repeat it. We'll start making cigarette machines again.
Exactly.
Let's see. We jump ahead a handful of years into the next century, actually. We're going to jump a whole century into the 1900s, where in 1908, on November 7th, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid were reportedly killed in San Vicente, Bolivia.
Ooh.
Bolivia.
My goodness.
On that exact same day, November 7th of 1908, Professor Ernest Rutherford announced in London that he had isolated a single atom of matter.
No way.
The experiment took place in the days before.
Huh.
2 years later, in 1910, on November 7th, the first air freight shipment from Dayton, Ohio to Columbus, Ohio, took place by the Wright brothers and department store owner Max Morehouse.
Hmm.
Air freight shipping.
In unison.
We continue. In 1916, where on November 7th, Jeanette Rankin, a Republican, became the first woman elected to the United States Congress.
Ooh. Interesting.
Handful of years later, in 1929, on November 7th, the Museum of Modern Art, also known as the MoMA, Not to be confused with MoMA Madness. It's MoMA. Open to the public in 1929.
And that's in New York, right?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Probably.
Yeah, I think it is.
I think it is also. Let's see. 3 short years later, on November 7th in 1932, the first broadcast of Buck Rogers in the 25th century on CBS radio occurs. The Buck Rogers comic strip made its first newspaper appearance on January 7th of 1929, so 3 years earlier. So it starts off as a newspaper strip, then becomes a radio drama.
Oh.
Hey, Mickey.
Hey, Mike.
You remember what CBS stands for?
No, I don't.
That's all right.
Why do you do this to me? I had my midterm today, Mike.
Yep.
It was rough.
It
I probably
was.
Got a C.
C for cool.
You yep. can hear my grade dropping.
Yeah, so in 1940, this is pretty cool. This was actually put on my radar by Hunter. I almost missed this. So shout out to intern alias Mouserat for reminding me. On November 7th, today in 1940, the original Tacoma Narrows Bridge collapsed after only being open for 4 months. Opened on July 1st of 1940. High winds caused the bridge to oscillate viciously before ultimately breaking apart and collapsing. Surprisingly, though, no people were hurt.
One.
Oh.
Or one...
The three-legged dog named, what, Tubby?
Toby.
Toby,
I
Tubby.
Think.
Toby, Tubby.
Yeah.
R.I.P. that three-legged dog.
He couldn't get him out of the back seat of the car because he was too scared because literally the bridge was moving back and forth.
Yep.
It looked like rubber.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's pretty famous. It's
yeah.
it's a you know
like
I mean,
nationally famous.
Yeah,
people
you'll
know
see
about
that
it.
All over the place. In fact, we should.
We'll post a video of it.
Yeah, we should find a clip of that
because it looks like rubber.
Yeah,
this bridge that people have gone across for years, like just flapping in the wind.
That's why I don't like bridges. Why I don't like bridges.
You know what? And not only did they rebuild that one, but they also built another one.
Oh, yeah.
Like 50 years later, right next to it.
Mm-hmm.
Now it costs like $5 to cross.
$4.50, I think.
Oh, jeez.
It's getting up to $5.
Yikes. Yeah.
I don't got that money.
Yeah. Need that good-to-go pass.
Ah.
Speaking of being good-to-go,
oh.
In 1944, on November 7th, Franklin D. Roosevelt was elected for a record 4th term as President of the United States of America. Hey, Mickey.
Hey, Mike.
What do you remember what the name of Franklin Roosevelt's radio show was?
Fireside Chats.
Good job.
Yay.
Yay. Oh. And that's why I keep doing that to you, because
Oh, thanks,
yay!
Friend.
Because it's awesome.
Yeah.
I know, but 9 times out of 10, I'm going to be like, let me check my notes.
All right, we continue, because, we're only to 1965, and I've still got a handful, so I'm going to try to blitz through these. All right, so in 1965, the Pillsbury Doughboy debuted in television commercials.
Friend.
2 years later, in 1967, President Lyndon B. Johnson signed the Public Broadcasting Act of 1967, establishing the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Hey, Mickey.
Hey, Mike.
No.
I got nothing. I have no idea.
Oh, thank God.
That has not worked.
Oh, God, what's next?
We have not gotten to that in our course study yet. That exact same day, on November 7th of 1967, Carl B. Stokes was elected as mayor of Cleveland, Ohio, becoming the first African-American mayor of a major American city.
Huh.
All right.
Yes.
1975.
Oh.
On November 7th. I'm gauging to see how distracted Hunter is. The new original Wonder Woman TV movie aired as a, quote-unquote test pilot for the series.
Oh.
Wonder Woman on ABC starred Linda Carter, and it had very little in common with the 1974 TV movie entitled Wonder Woman, starring Kathy Lee Crosby.
Oh.
I am not familiar with that at all.
Me either.
We need to do some research.
We
do. And maybe tweet some of that stuff out, because I didn't realize that there was a 1974. So it was the year before the this TV movie pilot thing.
Okay.
So it's...
Did not know that.
Yeah, me neither. We continue a year later in 1976, where on November 7th, Gone with the Wind was televised for the first time.
Oh. 6 hours on TV.
Oh, man. Gone with the Wind was originally a novel written by Margaret Mitchell, first published in 1936. The film was released in 1939.
I don't know anything about birth and babies.
Oh, my goodness.
Miss Scarlet.
Wow.
In 1986, on November 7th, Willie Nelson made a guest appearance on the series Miami Vice as a corrupt policeman.
Mm.
Oh.
3 years later, in 1989, on November 7th, Douglas Wilder won the governor seat in Virginia, becoming the first elected African-American governor in the United States. 2 years later, Magic Johnson announces that he is infected with HIV and retired from the NBA. Oh, Magic Johnson. Still with us, though.
Yeah.
Oh. Still with us. So, yeah. So, get this. 1991, he announces that he has HIV and retires from the NBA. 2016, still here. good on him.
Wait, it was 1981? 91. Oh, 91. So he was the heat of the AIDS crisis.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Well, and he really was kind of the face of it, to where, like, I think that kind of pulled it out of the shadows a little bit.
And kind of the quote gay disease that it was originally like
Absolutely.
Brought out as. It brought it to that more than just gay people get.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You are precisely correct.
Brought
it
into the larger.
Yeah. Yeah. Certainly into the mainstream.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. So, 2003. Discovery Channel aired the first episode of Dirty Jobs.
Oh, man.
Couple more here. These are all in the early 2000s, but some super cool ones. All of these happened on November 7th. 2003, the same day as Dirty Jobs, Star Wars The Clone Wars debuted on the Cartoon Network.
Oh.
In addition to the feature films, this series is also considered canon, which means it officially happened in the Star Wars universe.
Mm-hmm.
A year later, in 2004, holiday fan favorite film Elf came out today in 2004.
That's cute.
Starring Will Ferrell. After inadvertently wrecking havoc on the elf community due to his ungainly size, a man raised as an elf at the North Pole is sent to the U.S. in search of his true identity.
Bye, buddy. I hope you find your dad.
Yes.
2 years later, in 2006, at O'Hare International Airport, there's a UFO sighting near Gate C7. 12 employees reported seeing a metallic saucer-shaped craft hovering over the airport. The FAA stance concluded that the sighting was caused by a weather phenomenon and that the agency would not be investigating the incident, which many think is odd in the post-2001 security-enhanced world of airport security.
So it's a cover-up.
Yeah.
So this is post-9/11. Last two.
Yikes.
Last two. Both occurred in November 7th of 2014.
Ew.
Two vastly different movies. Huh. Interstellar, starring Matthew McConaughey and directed by the Dark Knight Trilogy's Christopher Nolan, a team of explorers travel through a wormhole in space in an attempt to ensure humanity's survival. Apparently, time is a flat circle. Who knew?
What?
Yeah. You can keep that ish. Murph! Murph! I think I'm the only person here that's seen Interstellar.
Yes.
Whatever. We move on.
I try to get through it.
Disney releases the animated feature Big Hero 6.
Oh.
Loosely based on the Marvel comic book of the same name.
I cried in that one twice.
It's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
The special bond that develops between plus-size inflatable robot Baymax and prodigy Hiro Hamada who team up with a group of friends to form a band of high-tech heroes.
Hairy baby.
Also,
what?
Stan Lee cameo.
Yeah.
Animated Stan Lee.
Animated Stan Lee.
So, yeah, so Stan Lee is now Disney canon.
That's great.
I'm so happy.
I'm pretty happy as well. And that has been Today in Geek History. Let's give away some tickets.
Yeah.
So, let's crack open the almighty prize drawer.
Ooh.
And I have tickets to go see DOA. KGRG presents DOA. That is going to be this Saturday, November 12th at El Corazon. You and a friend will get to go see that show if you call me up right now at 253-833-5004. I forget what I was going to say because I got confused. Anyway, yeah, caller number one, lucky caller number one. You and a friend get to go see DOA this Saturday at El Corazon, 253-833-5004, or slide into our DMs at,
the phone.
All right, here's Bullets by Blue Helix. We'll be right back. This is Mike and Mickey After Dark on the 2016 Fall Pledge Drive on 89.9 KGRG FM.
What's up? Kellen Capener from The Story So Far. You're listening to KGRG 89.9 FM, dude.
Well, it's that time of year again. Time to gather up with friends and family, X up, and gather around the mosh-giving table. Eating some good old tofurkey and sharing what you're thankful for while listening to your favorite hardcore and punk show, Dead Air, every Thursday night from 10 to midnight here on KGRG. And here's a quick message from Vegan Hardcore Granny about food consumption this holiday season.
So don't be a weak ass motherfucker. Go vegan.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
Call 253-833-5004 to donate a little during KGRG's Fall Pledge Drive. Not only will you get some sick swag for donating, but you are making it so we can keep giving away tickets, hosting concerts, and teaching the DJs of the next generation. Keep KGRG alive and thriving by pledging to donate over the phone or donating on KGRG.com. That's 253-833-5004. Thanks in advance, bro.
One of us. If you like what you heard, go to Twitter and follow us at KGRGFM and become one of us.
One of us. One of us.
One of us.
This is Real by Of Mice and Men. We'll be right back. KGRGFM 89.9.
Bring us down.
They hate punk rock, but they're the ones that really suck.
Wow. So you're listening to Mike and Mickey After Dark on KGRG 89.9 FM. And Mike,
yes,
who are we just listening to?
That was I Hate Punk Rock by DOA.
Oh, man.
And speaking of DOA,
Oh. Huge
shout out to ticket winner Blake, who just won himself a pair of tickets, him and a friend, going to see DOA. That's going to be this Saturday, November 12th, at El Corazon.
So soon.
Congrats.
Yay.
So now, Hunter, you were telling me about ticket winner Blake little bit.
Yeah.
He's a brand new listener, right?
Brand new listener, and says it's his favorite station.
Aww.
So we appreciate you listening,
that's
Blake.
That's so sweet.
That's awesome.
People like you that keeps us going.
Absolutely.
Tugging at the heartstrings over there.
Well, you know, we're going to talk about this later on in the evening as we get into our Pledge Drive segment, where we kind of explain what Pledge Drive is, why it's so vital, and, you know, why we need your help to keep community radio going and radio for the kids by the kids, and all that other fun stuff. But, you know, people like Blake that just find us and participate with the show and win tickets and all that. it's people like that, that's why we do it, because it's just cool.
Yeah.
I love giving away tickets. It just makes me
That's kind of Mike's thing.
It kind of is. It makes me so happy.
Do you want else made me very, very happy?
What?
Well, over the weekend I went and saw Doctor Strange.
Oh.
No spoilers or anything, but it was great. So because I went and saw it, there were a bunch of previews before the film, and yeah. I was like, man, these are all so good. I can't wait for this next upcoming year in movies. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to go around and talk to folks about some previews that we've been seeing lately. I want to start off with Hunter.
With me?
Yes.
Okay, so
what's something that you've seen recently?
Actually, it's one that I've not seen. It's one I'm anticipating.
Oh.
It comes out March 17th of 2017, and I'm just going to let this clip play really quick.
Oh, okay.
Ooh. What's going to happen?
Hello?
Ooh.
Some of the most iconic music written ever for a animated movie score. This past week, Entertainment Weekly and Disney ended up releasing new photos of their new live-action adaptation of Disney's Beauty and the Beast.
Nice. Oh.
Which is for sure going to be a musical adaptation of it. So your favorite songs such as Belle, Gaston, Be Our Guest, and of course the iconic Beauty and the Beast will be in this movie.
Yes.
But the thing with this these new photos being released is that it shows the iconic yellow dress that Belle wears at the end of the movie. Yum. And of course Belle is played by the ever so lovely Emma Watson, also known as Hermione Granger. But it's people have latched onto it. Some people have judged it. Mm-hmm. As the week has gone on, they've released more info about the movie and kind of the storylines behind people's stories. Like Belle is going to actually be the inventor in the family, not her father.
Interesting.
And she's of course a reader, but they wanted to add more to her, like why she's weird and not really liked by the people in the town.
And
kind of digs deeper into her character as well. And then a lot of people are not happy with how the Beast looks. He's CGI'd in this.
Fully CGI'd.
Oh, yeah, he's CGI'd. Oh, okay. But we have yet to see him, like, move around and talk, and as well as the enchanted objects such as Lumiere, the candlestick, Mrs. Potts, Cogsworth. So, they're all CGI'd, but people are like, oh, my gosh, he's so ugly. But if you guys have seen Beauty and the Beast, the Beast is supposed to be ugly.
Keyword beast.
Yeah. Beast. He's not supposed to be pretty. Or who could ever learn to love a beast?
Yeah, I mean,
it's the whole point of the story.
Kind
of
there in the title.
Beauty is found within.
Right, right.
So yeah, that's what I'm excited for.
Yeah, I gotta tell you, we had the opportunity to watch that teaser together earlier today, and it's funny, I had the exact same experience just now hearing the audio again as I did when we watched it as a group. I can't help it. I've got goosebumps.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's like that chill just runs through your arms and all the way down your legs. Dun, and it's just like,
dun, dun, dun.
It's like you can't help it.
Yeah. They don't even say the name of the movie in the teaser.
No.
Because like you play that music, you see that rose, and you see that Be Our Guest, and you're like,
yeah,
okay,
it's just Be Our Guest.
It's Disney's Beauty and the Beast.
Amazing. Yeah. I'm really looking forward to it. I wonder, though, with all of these live action adaptations, when is it going to end?
Yeah.
You know, where are they going to draw the line? I mean,
see, the thing with me was Maleficent was interesting. It gave us a new like look at the whole Sleeping Beauty story.
Sure.
But like, if there's one thing in Disney I love more, it's Cinderella.
Okay.
She's my all time favorite princess. It's my all time favorite fairy tale. But and I really loved what they did with it. I thought it was a beautiful movie. I mean, the costumes were so visually stunning. So I'm intrigued to see what they do with this.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So, Mike.
Yes.
I saw two previews of the movie that really made me think of you.
Oh, yeah?
I thought that you'd be super excited about them.
Yeah.
I saw the new Star Wars.
Rogue One.
And then another one called Logan.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Tell me what you think.
Okay. I am excited for both of these movies. Rogue One, especially because Star Wars. But no, I mean, I've said this on the show a few times, and it, yeah, as Hunter is literally rocking a Star Wars t-shirt yeah. right in front of us, and Intern Wednesday is just not having it. Just le shrug.
I've only seen one of them.
Which one?
The fourth one. First one made.
Oh, okay. Very good. Yeah, well, at least you started in the right the right one. So
with my grandma.
Oh,
what a very good
on VHS.
Oh, me too, buddy.
Bad ones.
That makes me very happy. But this upcoming movie, Rogue One, also makes me happy because I think this movie is going to surprise people.
Mm. It's not your typical Star Wars story.
That, you know what? If I see a lightsaber flash that's not from some rebel scum getting chopped in half by Lord Vader, I'm just like, I don't need this in my movie.
This movie is going to be brutal.
It is going to be a gritty war movie.
It's in the middle of the rebellion.
Yeah, yeah. And we're going to see a level, I think, of PG-13 space opera violence that we've never... I mean, even in the trailer, people are getting stomped on by AT-ATs.
And even, like, Lucasfilms and Disney has come out and said, like, Vader is going to be harsh. Like, he's not going to be holding back.
Yeah.
This is a really dark side of Vader.
And really, quite frankly, that is something that audiences have been waiting almost 40 years to see. Because, like, the closest we've seen to Vader Unchained is, you know, during the original. Latter... Well, yeah, even then, but, like, I mean, the latter moments of Revenge of the Sith, I guess, if you... Maybe.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I want to see Prime Vader just smoking rebels like delicious salmon.
Before Luke and Leia and Han all get into this.
Yeah, exactly. So, and I, you know, I'm calling this one in the air. Yep. I would not get attached to any of these characters, including the lovely Felicity Jones. I have a fan theory, which I'll share with you guys later, but I don't think any of those characters are going to make it out of that movie.
No.
You know why? Because they're not in the new ones.
Nope, nor are they in any of the other ones.
No.
So. But the thing is like in the teaser, you see people who do end up in the rest of the trilogy.
Yeah.
And so you're like, okay, those are people from the other trilogy, so they survived, but like none of these people that you're meeting have never been seen before.
Nope.
So you know something bad is going to happen to each and every one of them.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Back in Geek History, we were talking about the premiere of Star Wars The Clone Wars, the cartoon, and it's kind of the same thing. It's like, don't get attached to none of those characters, and it's same thing with the current Star Wars Rebels TV show.
Yeah.
You know, I think it would be really cool if some of those characters make it into Rogue One, though. Because, I mean, they already have a holdover character from... Forrest Whitaker's character in Rogue One is from the Clone Wars.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of neat. But anyway, so you asked me about Logan also.
Yes.
Also known as not Old Man Logan, but still Old Man Logan. I'll take it. Because it's Hugh Jackman, for lack of better term, acting his age.
Yeah.
Really?
Because, I mean, dude, he's like 45 years old.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I mean, he's been playing Wolverine since 2000. He's been playing that character for 16 years.
Yeah.
So it's kind of cool to kind of see that character age appropriately. And we're going to see some R-rated action. Like, So Mickey, the trailer you saw had no what you would consider to be R-rated violence in it, right?
No.
Okay. There's a Red Band trailer on YouTube.
Oh, man.
I'm going to give a mild spoiler and just, stupid spoiler. It involves claws.
Yeah.
And their use in a very R-rated fashion. That Wolverine fans have been looking to see this entire time. And finally get to see it.
Mm.
So I hope the violence isn't too gratuitous because, you know, don't make it Deadpool.
Yeah.
But I think having Wolverine living in kind of like a post-apocalyptic wasteland.
It's for sure being rated R, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. And like I said, there's a Red Band trailer and it has R-rated violence in it. Just a flash. But just enough to
you get a little taste.
Just enough of like, oh, that's what's happening in this movie.
Man.
And it's Hugh Jackman's last turn as Wolverine. He's confirmed that. This is the end for him. So that, I mean, maybe he'll show up as cameos in more X-Men movies, but I don't think he needs to.
No.
I think this would be a good time for him just to hang up the claws.
Yep.
And just, you know, I don't know if the move is to recast. I don't know. I can't answer that question right now, but Logan is a movie that I am definitely looking forward to.
Do you know when that comes out?
Next year?
Next year.
I want to say June.
Yeah,
I'll look into that.
Okay. Cause,
yeah, I don't have that in front of me, but it's going to be an interesting summertime at the movies.
Mm.
Sorry, I was just looking up when Logan's coming out.
Oh, very good.
But there's no like immediate answer. No. March 3rd, 2017.
Ooh, so you have basically Beauty and the Beast coming out the 17th of that month.
Oh, really?
Logan coming out the 3rd. It's going to be a great month for movies.
Damn,
see,
son.
You know, and I don't want to derail the conversation too terribly much, but I am slightly irked at release dates getting further and further back. I don't need summer movies in March.
Yeah.
That was one of the things, one of many things that I was just annoyed with Batman v Superman Dawn of the Rise of the needlessly R-rated Ultimate Edition Justice Carnival.
That's a mouthful.
Woo.
Yeah, it's a terrible movie. But it came out in March for no apparent reason. So, I don't know.
I am super excited for movies coming up in the next year or so. We also have Wonder Woman and, isn't it, Fantastical Beasts?
And Where to Find... Beasts and Where to Find Them.
I keep messing that up.
The continuation of the Wizarding World of Harry Potter, but not with Harry Potter.
It's a prequel.
Because it's in 1926.
And Johnny Depp will be in the second one.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, he's playing the new Dark Lord.
There's also a new Dark Lord, called, like, The Wall, and it's about the Great Wall of China, but they're keeping out dragons. Whoa! And all that and more is going to be coming out in the next year or so. So I'm definitely looking forward to it. And hopefully we can all do some MMED movie outings.
Star Wars.
Yeah.
For sure. So, Mike, what song is coming up next?
We are going to play Megan by Bayside.
Oh.
And you're listening to Mike and Mickey After Dark on 89.9 KGRG FM. Coming up, we've got some music news with Intern Wednesday. Stick around. We'll be right back. This is Today's Rock on 89.9 KGRG FM.
To show your support for the KGRG Fall Pledge Drive, head over to KGRG.com and click the Donate tab.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Coming to town this February is Circa Survive.
I can't get started from the part where I left off yesterday.
Celebrating the 10-year release of their album, On Letting Go. Supporting them on this tour is Me Without You.
Before the Red Sea.
And Turnover. Will be playing the Showbox Soto on February 18th. KGRG will have your chance to win tickets, so be sure to stay tuned in and follow us on Twitter at KGRGFM for updates.
It is that time of year again, folks. The leaves are changing, the air is getting a little chillier, and it's time for the KGRG Fall Pledge Drive. Donate what you can to support local radio made by the kids for the kids. When you donate, you get some pretty sweet KGRG merch, like t-shirts, pins, and even a messenger bag. Show your local radio pride, donate a little, and keep these gnarly tunes pumping. Call 253-833-5004, and a DJ will walk you through the process. Thanks in advance. Have you checked out KGRG.com recently? Our website got a facelift. Check KGRG.com for info on the concert calendar, ticket giveaways, new music ads, and everything you want to know about specialty shows and the DJs that make them happen. That's KGRG.com.
89.9 KGRG FM. That was Punks and a Disco Ball. In a disco ball?
Very nice.
Good God. No, it's Punks and a Disco Bar.
Oh.
B-A-R. B-A-R. By Beach Slang. Love those guys. Punks and a Disco Bar by Beach Slang. Right here on 89.9 KGRG FM. You're listening to Mike and Mickey After Dark. And coming up right now, well, so a couple weeks ago, we intern alias Mouse Rat, a.k.a. Intern Hunter, debuted his segment, The Z-Files. But we have another intern. So I think it is time to debut another brand new segment. What you got for us, Wednesday?
All right, so I'm going to do some sort of little music news segment.
Okay.
So kind of giving you the updates on what's going on in the music world. So starting out for tonight, we have a couple new music videos / songs that have come out from some really big bands that everyone should know.
Not like, to be confused with big bands, though, with like tubas never mind.
Dun,
sorry. I'll let you do you. Don't let the old man distract you.
No
please
worries.
Please continue.
All right, so Green Day has a new music video that just came out today.
Today?
Today. Like, it's today. Like 15 hours old.
Whoa.
It's called Still Breathing, and it's off of their album Revolution Radio, which was released this last October. Well, this October, on the 7th. And so we're going to give a little sample for everyone out there to listen to from this song. And then we saw the music video, so we're going to kind of give our personal opinions on what we thought of it.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
So I guess I could play this here.
Yeah.
All right. Let me get it pulled up. All right. Here we go.
I've taught her well. She's picking up all my habits.
I am.
It's like, talk amongst yourselves. Stand by.
All right. Here we go.
Fix your board problems later.
Here comes some Green Day.
Am I bleeding?
Ooh.
Am I bleeding from the storm? Just shine. I'm still breathing, 'cause I'm still breathing on my own. My head's above the rain and roses, making my way away. 'Cause I'm still breathing, 'cause I'm still breathing on my own. My head's above the rain and roses, making my way away. My way to you.
That was great.
Yeah. So that's fresh new Green Day, right?
Yep. That music video just came out today.
So we had the opportunity to watch that video, and you wanted us to kind of go around the room and kind of give our impressions of it.
What'd you think of it?
I really liked it.
Me too.
Yeah.
I kind of fell off Green Day for a while. I kind of, for lack of a better term, kind of outgrew them. For some reason, like the music didn't seem to evolve, or at least, you know, kind of my take on it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I've talked in the last couple weeks how Bad Religion is kind of that band that's kind of aged with me. Like, as I've gotten older, the music has kind of gotten older and a little more mature. This is the first thing I've heard from Green Day in a while that's like, oh, you're
still got it.
Exactly. I mean, yeah, and it's. If you like Green Day, this is vintage Green Day. It sounds great, but it also kind of has an extra weight that kind of comes with age and maturity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed the video. Also, so
yeah, Mickey.
So what I really liked about the video was they still looked like punks, even though they were definitely adults. I mean, they totally looked like dads, but it's like, that's a cool dad. I thoroughly enjoyed that. They definitely kept the cool city vibe, but then they also had a lot of stuff that didn't. Weren't they on like Cannon Beach?
Well, yeah. Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
So, like, we watched this video, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we'll share this out on our Twitter soon at MMAD Radio at KGRG. Yeah, MMAD Radio, KGRG. I forgot what our new Twitter handle was for a sec. But you know, like, we're watching this entire video, and we're seeing foggy beaches and mossy trees, and everything is just damp.
Yeah,
you know,
Pacific Northwest, like, to the max.
Yeah, yeah, we were just trying to figure it out, and it wasn't until the very end that, like,
it's like the last shot.
Yeah, it's like the last shot. This character is walking out into the beach, and sure enough, and it was Hunter. You pointed it out. Yeah. You're like, that's Cannon Beach.
Yeah, it's the rocks from the Goonies.
Yeah,
I was like, oh man, that's definitely
how I
Oregon.
Recognized it too.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Go
yeah,
Goonies.
It was so cool. Hey, Goonies never say die.
Nope.
But yeah, no, that was cool. We all had that moment at the same time where, like, that last puzzle piece just clicked into place.
It made complete sense. Definitely, like, Oregon coast looking, like, feel to it
for sure.
Definitely.
I thought it was I thought the video was beautiful. There's a lot of emotion, like similar emotion between the different people that were in it. The lyrics are a little deeper.
Yep.
A lot of personal connection, but still overall really solid.
Definitely.
Really solid video.
Yeah.
So, way to go, Green Day.
Yeah, would recommend. And you know what? Good on Billy Joe Armstrong for continuing to rock those skinny jeans.
Oh, yeah.
They are not going to, you know, they'll have to take those skinny jeans off his cold, dead corpse because he's just not giving them up.
Nope.
You know, Mickey, just like you were talking about, you know, rocking that punk aesthetic.
Yes.
well into adulthood.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So, are we ready to move on to the next one?
Absolutely. Yes.
All right. So, there is a new single by Bullet for My Valentine and video that just came out the other day, and it's been their first music release since their 2015 album, Venom.
Okay.
So it's been a little while.
Sure.
The song is called Don't Need You.
Oh.
So we'll play a little clip for them, and then we'll kind of talk about it again afterwards.
Okay.
And then I have some words from Matt Tuck, the vocalist, that pretty much, I think, sums up everything about it.
Okay, sounds great.
So let's hear this one.
See how this goes. Ooh. This is nice and tranquil.
Oh,
man! Oh, buddy!
Yes.
That's a
lot. That's a lot to
deal with.
Best breakdown. So good.
Oh,
yeah. It hits hard.
Oh man, that
all
was
right.
Very, very cool. Yeah.
So let's start with Hunter.
I wish that you guys could have seen the look on Mickey's face the first time we listened to this.
Yeah.
Because she wasn't expecting that big change into the heavy drums and guitar and screaming. And
now, wait a damn minute. Does that imply that you saw that coming? Because I didn't see
really?
It coming either.
I totally had a feeling it was coming. I didn't know the band. I don't know the band too well.
All right.
But, like, I totally, knowing Taylor, like, okay, something's coming.
You can see my face,
coming.
And I'm sitting there, I'm something's like, let's coming. Go, come on.
Something this this tranquil with a name like that, like, can't be like that. So I thought it was really interesting. I liked sitting there and trying to figure out the storyline behind it because it switched around to many, many different like ideas. Oh wait,
it's like a
best,
wedding.
It's like the it's a wedding. It's a hardcore wedding. Yeah, it's a hardcore wedding. But like you're sitting there and you're like, okay, was like the best man with the wife at one point? Wait, was the wife with the maid of honor? Wait, what's going on?
We're like, who's smooching who?
Yeah, but then at the end, you just find out that, like, it was just like one giant cheating fest.
Yes.
But, but I thought I thought the music video was shot very visually appealing for people of, like, Taylor and I.
Oh, yeah.
Very theatrical.
Yeah, very theatrical. Very dark in a way, but yeah, I thought it was good.
Yeah, and really cool. Very well produced. The effects were neat. I liked a lot of the tricky camera work.
Yeah.
And just so much atmosphere. That video
for
had
sure.
Had a lot of atmosphere to it. And we were talking amongst ourselves earlier about how music videos have kind of like had this resurgence in the last few years. Like, when I was of a certain age, and back when MTV actually played music videos, I was kind of like,
"That's a thing."
It was. It's not anymore. Now it's all 16 and preggers and,
oh, gosh.
And road rules and
hoofs and catfish.
Yeah. See, what I think they should do is just combine all those shows. It'd be like, you know, 16 and pregnant, road rules
meets catfish.
Yeah. It's
just, on the real world.
That was the one I was looking for that I couldn't find. But anyway, no. But yeah, no, just on YouTube and other video sharing sites, you know, these videos have gotten, you know, again, just as elaborate as they were, you know, back in the day. And it's pretty darn cool.
For sure.
And in terms of the music, yeah, it was just, you know, just visceral and exactly what you want from Bullet From My Valentine.
Yeah.
That's just, you know... You ask, what do you want from that band? That,
you got it.
That, yeah, more that.
What do you think, Mickey?
Okay, so I really wasn't expecting it because I've never listened to Bullet For My Valentine before, and so I guess I made a really funny face when when it got hard and everything, but...
She goes and, like, turns down the music.
I was like, this is a lot. But I thoroughly enjoyed the music video. I loved the... If you guys haven't checked it out, you definitely need to check it out. That's going to be on our Twitter, I believe.
For sure.
But there's this really cool camera trick that they do, and I think I figured out how they do it. They have one camera rolling and another one rolling at a slightly different angle, a little bit closer or higher, and then they switch between it as fast as they can to form that kind of really interesting sight that comes with this video. And there's also like hardcore wedding stuff and people drinking wine and looking catty. I'm like, oh, that's my every Sunday.
So much wine. I mean, it's like, I wonder what their wine budget was.
Probably a few thousand. Which is how it should be.
So Taylor, you have a little more to share with us.
This quick little, well, it's a little quote that he had talked to with Kerrang! Magazine.
Oh, okay.
Matt Tuck.
Okay.
So, he said that the church we filmed in is perfect. It's not your typical wedding venue. It's really run down and dirty. And we thought the contrast would be really cool to have with the idea of the video. We wanted it to look really grand and ornate, but underneath it all, it's a bit dirty.
I like
he
it.
Nailed it right
just
on
like
the
all
head.
Of us.
Absolutely.
I like it.
Yeah, there was that one scene where it was like, I think like the groom or the best man takes out the groom with a wine bottle to the
it's
back
nuts.
Of the head. That was awesome.
Mm-hmm. So that covers it for the music news for tonight.
Yay! Fantastic. And if you have awesome movie news, hit us up.
You mean music?
Yeah, there you go. All right. Mike and Mickey After Dark will continue. Don't go away.